Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Secure employment at 52% has taken over from high future earnings at 50% as the most important attribute among job-seeking students within the United States. Universum, the global leader in employer branding, surveyed more than 5.2 million American students in business, engineering, computer science, and humanities that revealed how COVID-19 has impacted the most important attributes American students look for when considering employment. Here today to tell us more about this U.S. talent survey is Courtney Kutsop, Managing Director at Americas for Universum. And Courtney, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here.
And certainly appreciate your time and looking forward to getting some details on this survey. So if you would, for starters, and to lay the groundwork here for those that may have missed any past conversations we've had in the past, tell us about Universum and when were you founded and what is the mission and vision of the company? Let's start there.
Absolutely. So yes, Universum, we are the global leader in employer branding. We started, interestingly enough, 30 years ago out of Stockholm, Sweden. That's where we are globally headquartered. I'm calling you from, well, right outside of Philadelphia. Our office is in New York, but because of COVID, I haven't been to the office in quite some time. But we did start 30 years ago. We are fully focused on employer branding. Our mission is really to make sure that we're connecting talent with employers so that employers can communicate a message that is attractive to young talent, attractive to their target audiences, but true to who they are as organizations, to make sure that they're bringing in the right talent, not only attracting them, but also recruiting them and ultimately retaining that talent.
Certainly appreciate your overview of the company Universum and the mission and vision there. And in business 30 years, so you're certainly doing something right. Let's talk about the U.S. survey that was just released. Tell us some of the key findings there.
Yes, so what a year it has been, that's for sure. I've looked at this data for the last, 15 years, and we've definitely seen quite a lot of changes in the results this year. This is a survey that goes out every year to talent. We partner with the universities. We utilize social media and our own panel to collect this data and make sure that we're getting a pulse on what's happening in the market and understanding what talent wants from a career. So ultimately, what are their preferences? What makes them tick? Why would they pick one employer over another so that ultimately these companies can really use this information to build out their recruitment and branding strategy? And I think one of the biggest things we saw this year was around this idea of the future of remote work. What does this look like? And interestingly, our results showed that 75% of American students are keen to work remotely. So as companies are trying to figure out, what does this approach look like for us? Do we go fully remote? Is it a little bit of hybrid? Just know that this young talent in the U.S. are saying, I really do want to work remotely. However, there's a caveat. They really want employers to address a couple key things for them. One is around their concerns around feeling isolated, right? Because they won't be necessarily in the office next to their colleagues and peers. The other is around this potential of maybe an earning loss if they are working remotely, right? Will their salary be cut? Will they not make as much as if they're working in an office? And then the last one is really a potential bias for some in-person employees if they are working remotely. But overall, they're saying, I do have this interest in wanting to work remotely. We figured out how to do it, and it's something that we're liking to do.
Yeah, tremendous information there and feedback on the survey, and certainly is interesting as well. Now, how many actually participated in the study, and what are the demographics of the participants in the survey?
Really good question. So this year, we had almost 52,000 respondents to the survey. So the number that you referenced, over 5 million respondents, that's how many we've surveyed over the last 15 years. So it's pretty impressive the amount of data we can gather and compare year over year. And this year, it was 52,000 students that took our survey, and we're really surveying in the areas of business, engineering, computer science, liberal arts, and natural sciences. So these are all students coming from the top universities across the U.S., and that's what we're looking at as part of these results, is what is their feedback? What are they looking for in an employer?
And speaking of which, Courtney, why do you feel job security is so important these days, and ethical standards as well, as it seems that was one of the areas that recent grads are keen on? Talk to us about that.
You're right. Interestingly, this year, secure employment took over the spot of high future earnings as the number one preference that students are looking for in their ideal employer. And I think, you know, a lot of it is just going back to seeing people losing their jobs over the pandemic and feeling that they need this sense of security and wanting to work for an employer who has that stability and the financial stability of it. I mean, for a long time, it was really about, you know, wanting to work for startups and more entrepreneurial type companies. And while they do really want to work for, you know, companies who are entrepreneurial, I think that shift and the sort of that focus in wanting to work for a startup has actually faded a little bit. And they're saying, I really do want to work for a company that provides that stability. I've seen family, I've seen friends lose their jobs, and I want to know that I'm working for a company who's around for the long haul. And when it comes to the ethical standards, that also increased quite a lot. And I think what we found is that it's not really about, you know, do I work for a company who practices, you know, ethical business practices, so to speak, but it's really how do they treat their employees during these last 18 months or so during the pandemic? Did they support them through COVID? Were they providing them with the tools and the resources to do their jobs from home? Well, a lot of us had kids at home as well. Did they treat me good during this time? That's what they're looking for when it comes to ethical standards. And then no surprise, also things like gender equality, commitment to diversity, inclusion are also increasing in importance compared to last year.
Certainly do appreciate the feedback on that. And so far today, we're speaking with Courtney Kutsop, Managing Director at Americas for Universum, the global leader in employer branding. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Courtney, do you feel that based on the findings that employers are meeting the needs of potential employees as outlined in the findings?
It's still up for debate. I think some are, yes, but I think there are quite a lot of companies who can do a bit of a better job. I think especially when it comes to DE&I, you know, what we're hearing is when it comes to diversity and inclusion is don't just talk the talk, walk the walk, stay away from tokenism and show me that you really are committed to diversity and inclusion. I think that's the piece where we're seeing some companies really missing the mark.
From what I understand, this was a big year for pharmaceutical and biotechnology and public sector and governmental agencies across the board. Any insight as to why it was a big year for these sectors?
Yes, well, I think, you know, COVID-19 definitely played a big role in some of these sectors and, you know, really where talent would consider working for. I think we saw a lot happening within pharma and biotech. They're hiring a lot, of course, so they're being a lot more vocal and visible when it comes to what they're doing with their employer brands and how they're communicating it. I think when you look at the public sector and the more governmental agencies, you know, secure employment is one of the things that they really do offer and provide, right? When you think of a place where you can go and work and have that stability, although it may take a while to get a job there because of the application process, once you get in there, you do have that financial stability and the job security that this talent is looking for.
Another question I'm sure listeners would like to hear your feedback on this. How does young talent prioritize compensation, career aspirations, and other benefits?
Yes. So it's still in the top 10 as part of their preferences. But I think to a certain extent, they're saying, you know, it's almost becoming table stakes. They expect that a company will have, offer a good salary and offer those career advancement paths and journeys within the organization. So those things are starting to kind of get deprioritized almost because they're expecting expecting it, and they're calling it table stakes.
And thanks for your input there, and I'm sure listeners appreciated that as well. Now, you will also be releasing a list of the most attractive employers in the U.S., which is your yearly ranking. When is that list going to be available? When will that come out?
Yes, great question. The list will become available on September 9th. And here is where we will provide a list of how students ranked their top ideal employers. So it is based on their perception of who they think the best companies to work for are in the U.S.
That will certainly be an interesting review there on the most attractive employers in the U.S. And Courtney, really appreciate your time spent and for what you do on behalf of Universum. If someone wanted to read the full talent survey, where would they actually access that and where can they get more information on Universum?
They can find it at universumglobal.com.
Beautiful, and that certainly works easy enough. And we'll include the link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Courtney, all the best, and certainly look forward to having you in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Courtney Kutsop, Managing Director at Americas for Universum, the global leader in employer branding. And for all the details, visit universumglobal.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.